Today is the feast day of one of the great missionaries and bishops of the Catholic Church, St. Anthony Mary Claret, a man filled with incredible zeal for the salvation of souls. He was born in northern Spain near Barcelona in the year 1807. He was the fifth of 11 children in his devout Catholic family, very poor family. But the family every night would gather together and pray the family rosary. And this is the environment in which Anthony Mary Claret would be raised. His father was a weaver, so he began working as a young man as a weaver in the textile mills. But on the side, he would study Latin because he felt a desire to become a priest. He was ordained at the age of 28 in the year 1835. And when he was ordained, he made a private vow to God that he would never waste a moment of time. He would always work for the salvation of souls. He became Spain's most popular preacher, giving missions and retreats all over Spain about primarily two subjects, the Eucharist and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And for 10 years, he would go around the country of Spain preaching, giving missions and retreats. He always had a rosary in his hand, and he developed a religious order with five other young priests called the Missionary Sons of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, known as the Claretians today. He then spent a year working as a missionary on the Canary Islands, and then in the year 1850, he was chosen to be the Bishop of Santiago, Cuba. Now, Cuba had been without a bishop for 14 years. There was a lot of immorality, a lot of laxity. So he spent 6 years as the Bishop of Cuba and is called today the Spiritual Father of Cuba. And during the 6 years, he walked everywhere. He only had one pair of shoes, one set of clothes. He never ate any meat, never drank any wine. He slept 3 to 5 hours each night. And during the 6 years, he performed 300,000 confirmations, 9,000 marriage validations, and of course, tens of thousands of baptisms as well. He would hear confessions sometimes up to 15 hours a day. He visited every parish in his diocese 4 times each year. He would help to reform the clergy as well as the laity from the immorality that was present in that era. He would give countless sermons. Once he gave 205 sermons in 8 days, 12 lengthy sermons even in one day. He would teach the farmers new agricultural methods. He established credit unions for the poor, and he even wrote books on agriculture. In the year 1857, he was called back to Spain by the Queen, Queen Isabel II, to be her spiritual director and the spiritual director of the royal court. And he said, I'll do it on 3 conditions. He said that I do not have to live in the palace, that he would hear her confessions and the confessions of the royal family, and third, he would not have to attend any of the court functions. And after a few years of doing this, the Queen said to him, you know, everybody always asks me for favors, but you've never asked me for a favor. What would you like? He said, let me resign and go back to be a missionary. So he would, during his time in Spain, he continued his preaching and establishing the Catholic press. He wrote catechisms and Catholic literature, and he distributed these and printed many books and Catholic literature to help evangelize Spain. Then he became the rector of El Escorial in Madrid, and there he established a science laboratory, a museum of natural history, a music school, a language school. So he tried to promote Catholic culture. Then, towards the end of his life, in the year 1868, the Queen was exiled to Paris. He was forced to leave Spain. He went to Rome and attended Vatican Council I. And Cardinal Gibbons saw him and met him and said, there goes a true saint. St. Anthony Mary Claret defended papal infallibility And by the time of his death, at the age of 63, he had been a priest for 35 years. He had given 25,000 sermons that were written down. He wrote over 200 books. There were 14 attempts on his life. One man slashed his face and wrist with a machete. There were, again, 14 attempts on his life, especially in Cuba when he was trying to bring about the reforms. The one man who attempted to kill him was sentenced to death. And Anthony Claret went in and had his sentence mitigated to a prison term instead of the death penalty. He died at the age of 63 in the Cistercian monastery in France on October 24th in the year 1870. So when we look at his life, we see he was a tremendous writer, a bishop, archbishop. He was a social reformer. He was a missionary, a founder of religious order, and a chaplain to the Queen. He was canonized in the year 1950 by Pope Pius XII. What a remarkable saint, an incredible missionary, zealous bishop. We should pray often for our bishops that they will certainly follow the great example of St. Anthony Mary Claret. And so we pray, St. Anthony Mary Claret, pray for us.